During emotional hearings about the alleged overprescription of narcotics at the Tomah VA hospital, many who testified noted that there are safer ways to treat pain or mental health issues. One treatment mentioned was acupuncture. WUWM's Aaron Toner visited with a clinic in Waukesha that uses the needle therapy to help veterans reduce their use of narcotics.
Larry Burt is one of many vets struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. The 68-year-old has also been hooked on alcohol, cigarettes, and tobacco. In fact, he's chewing right now. To fight his addictions, the Vietnam-era veteran took pills and underwent hypnosis, but they didn't work.
So I'm hoping this acupuncture will eliminate my cravings.
All right, so here we are, Larry, ready to put your ear needles in.
Burt closes his eyes as a nurse places five tiny needles into his left ear and then five in his right ear. He doesn't even wince.
Okay, there you go. You're done.
Did that hurt, Larry?
No.
Okay, good night.
Night.
The nurse turns on soothing music, and we leave Burt to relax at the Milwaukee Veterans Acupuncture Clinic in Waukesha. If it's anything like his past treatments here, he'll be fast asleep in minutes. While some are skeptical that acupuncture works, a study the Journal of the American Medical Association published in 2012 found the practice effective at easing chronic pain. The military uses it to treat wounded soldiers on the battlefield, and the VA now covers acupuncture for veterans back home. Christine Jablonski is the nurse who started the Waukesha Clinic. She says she's seen acupuncture relieve patients' pain, addiction, or anxiety to the point where some no longer need prescription drugs.
Like if somebody has arthritis in their knees, it's not going to cure them, but can it make the difference in how much medication they need? I've had patients, real elderly patients, tell me, I'm only 30% better maybe, but it's the difference between a cane and not a cane. That's good. So sometimes it helps kind of around the edges.
It's not the answer by itself. It's something you work with other things, but you normally don't need narcotics for a lot of this stuff.
Dr. John Vondrell is a retired anesthesiologist and volunteers at the Waukesha Clinic. He says he's disappointed but not surprised by what's alleged to have gone on at the Tomah VA. Some patients reportedly called the hospital Candyland because of how easy it was to get pills.
The people come in demanding something for pain, their discomfort, and the only thing that we as physicians really have is pain medications and tranquilizers, other than if they used alternative type therapy, which is usually not available. They really don't have any other option to get rid of pain other than narcotics.
Vondrell hopes more doctors become accepting of alternative therapies and more become accessible to patients so fewer develop dangerous addictions to narcotics.
What I'm doing that right now is taking out the five needles from each ear, which he's had in now for what, maybe like 45, 50 minutes.
Back in the clinic room, another Vietnam vet, Ron Granitz, tells me acupuncture is easing his knee pain.
I could tell 3-4 days later if I sat down in a chair, like I was 20 years younger, get up and walk away. I've had guys tell me, oh, it's all in your head, it's all in your head. I said, I don't believe that. I really believe that it really worked.
So far, most who've taken advantage of these free acupuncture treatments have been older veterans. The clinic volunteers hope word spreads to younger men and women suffering with physical or mental health problems after serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.